I'm psychologist Peggy Mitchell Norwood, and you are listening to Living Well with Dr. Peg, where all good psychology is God psychology. For the next 30 minutes, you'll learn practical and effective psychological strategies based on biblical principles to help you to live well.
Hello, listeners. Thank God it's Friday. I'm Dr. Peggy Mitchell Norwood, and welcome to today's episode of Living Well with Dr. Peg. We're coming to you live out of Denver, Colorado, and streaming live on the web around the world on www.1220kldc.com. Are you ready for a change? Do you want to move beyond just being better and instead transform your entire life? God promises us that the old is gone, the new has come, and if you are in Christ, you are a new creation. My guest today is Charlotte Haymore of Charlotte's Cruises and Tours, and we are talking about an awesome opportunity for you to transform your life through travel. To join the conversation, ask a question, or give your testimony about your own personal transformation or rejuvenation while on a vacation or retreat, give us a call today at 303-433-8000. What kind of vacations have you taken, and what did you do? How do you relax and rejuvenate yourself? And when's the last time you took time away to recharge your batteries and enjoy yourself? Well, my sponsors today are, for this season of Living Well with Dr. Peg, are Charlotte's Cruises and Tours. And Charlotte is a gold sponsor, and they're bringing you the Rhythms of Soul Cruise also in November 2nd through the 10th of 2012. This Southern Caribbean cruise is presenting great gospel performances, jazz, drama, old school, comedy, and more. For more details and rates, call Charlotte at 303-343-0342. The Colorado Kings, exciting professional and affordable basketball. Milati Burhanamaskel, investment executive with PB Advisors. A Woman's Worth Ministries in Denver, Colorado. Global Change Network USA, an international alliance of ministers. Community College of Aurora Foundation, building financial and public support for the Community College of Aurora. Sons of Covenant Incorporated, Jackie Beter LLC and Rutenberg Realty. Coney Management and Realty. Rexford Kennedy Architects and Associates, Love Properties, a father-daughter team, and last but not least, my mom, Ruth Mitchell. This is listener-supported radio, so if you would like to learn how you can become a sponsor of this program or to learn more about my sponsors, please visit my website at drpegonline.com. Well, as I mentioned, my guest today is Charlotte Haymore of Charlotte's Cruises and Tours, and we are partnering together to provide what we are calling a transformation vacation and villa retreat in July of 2013. And we're going to Trinidad and Tobago to celebrate the Emancipation Day of slaves in Trinidad. This celebration does mark the freeing of slaves, and it was the first country in the nation to have a national day to commemorate the occasion. So we'll continue that theme of freedom and transformation to stimulate your personal growth on this luxury vacation and villa retreat. So I've got Charlotte Haymore on the line today, calling from Denver, to help me share more with you about this vacation package. Hi, Charlotte. Are you there on the line with me?
I am, Peggy. How are you today?
I'm doing just wonderful. Thank you so much for being able to call in today.
Well, thank you for having me again, Dr. Pig.
Thank you. Great. Well, listeners, if you'd like to ask Charlotte a question today about all things travel, and in particular this vacation and villa retreat, or even her Rhythms of Soul cruise that's coming up this year in November, give us a call today, 303-433-8000. And I'm sending my ebook, Do Something Different for a Change, to every caller who calls in today who comes on the air with a question or a comment. And Charlotte, I think what we've got planned here is right along the lines of doing something different for a change, wouldn't you say?
Oh, I would definitely say so. Something different, something exciting, something that's all about you.
Oh, that's right. Amen. Well, Charlotte, I know you just got back from a little trip somewhere.
Yeah.
How are you doing? And you were just in Trinidad and Tobago, weren't you?
I was, and it was an exciting time. I was away about 7 days between the two islands, and it was just great.
Wonderful. And what took you out there this time in this year when we're planning to go out again next year? What were you doing out there?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, I'm president of a national travel association called Travel Professionals of Color, and we are planning our conference, our 11th year conference, to take place in Trinidad and Tobago next year, about the same time. And so wanted to, needed to travel to Trinidad to make plans and finalize some arrangements for that particular conference. And, of course, while there, knowing that the plan is also to invite other guests to join us during that time to celebrate the emancipation along with the Trinidadians, I also needed to go and wanted to go and do some real intense exploration of all of the possible activities and accommodations and fun things that can be shared with clients so that they would know in advance what to expect when they get to Trinidad and Tobago for a wonderful emancipation celebration.
All right. Amen. So this just highlights just what an experienced travel professional you are and just an accomplished leader, that you are the founding president of TPOC, Travel Professionals of Color, aren't you?
I am, yes. It's 10 years now.
Yeah.
It's been a wonderful journey.
That's wonderful. And so you've got lots of experience, years of experience, planning these types of vacation packages and creating the most luxurious, restful, exciting, exhilarating vacation that people can enjoy.
I do. I've been working.
Not the time to be humble.
Yeah, okay. I've worked in travel. I actually retired from United Airlines after having worked there for 22 years. And prior to that, there were some other airlines. But what I have enjoyed the most is 5 years prior to departing United Airlines, I was just led to open a travel agency and really focus on very personal and customized vacations and helping others understand how they could travel and enjoy life, because so many people thought it was something that was just totally unobtainable. And I really focus on giving it the very best that I can so that it can be enjoyed and it's not so out of reach for people to enjoy great travel.
Mm-hmm. And the last time you were on, we titled your episode The Power of Travel, just because of all the wonderful benefits that many people don't realize they can gain from traveling and all the different options and opportunities to learn and whatever it is that you're interested in doing, you can do while on vacation.
You can indeed. The power of travel is very definitely very real. I mean, there's so much learning that takes place for every age group, and it's just constant. Sometimes you're not even aware that the learning is taking place until much later. Then all of a sudden it hits you, oh, yeah, I learned that when I went to wherever. Oh, I saw that when I was there. Something you're reading about, and it hits you. Yes, I did see it. I actually touched it. I felt it. I was a part of it. I participated. So it's truly powerful because it provides experiences you just will not forget.
Mm-hmm. And we'll talk later about some of that exciting historical, cultural context in which we're planning the Trinidad and Tobago package.
Yes, by all means.
Yes. And so the other piece I want to highlight, just because you are so experienced, is this personal, customized piece of working with a travel professional such as yourself. We can all just go on Expedia and Travelocity and
right,
just buy our own plane ticket and book our own hotel. Mm-hmm. But what are some of the advantages of actually working with a travel professional that we might not realize we're sacrificing if we just do the do-it-yourself, you know, online approach?
Well, it's a personal customer service that you get that you cannot get on a computer. It's the opportunity to talk with a travel agent who has either traveled where you want to go or has enough resources and can get the information that you need so that it fits you and your family, so she can provide you with the experience that you're looking for. That's not quite what you're going to get when you go online. You also have an opportunity, depending on your travel agent, to make payment plans as opposed to having to pay a deposit in all of the fees at one time, and that's a definite bonus I have found for a large number of my clients. Just knowing that they can make payments makes all the difference in the world. And then, depending on the travel agent, you know, myself, for instance, I really work with my clients on an individual basis and try to make sure it happens for them so that there's no canceling at the end because all of a sudden the money isn't there. So it's the personal touch, it's the customer service, it's the opportunity for making payments all of these things that will not be found on the internet.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you for just making it so plain and concise that often, especially I would imagine if you're doing a group package like the kinds that you've been doing over the years, the Rhythms of Soul and even our new Villa and Vacation package, you can get group discounts, I would imagine, that you cannot access when you're traveling just by yourself or with your family.
Oh, that's very true. Group discounts, and then there's so much security in traveling with groups, and there's so much enjoyment in traveling with groups. And yes, it's not the same as two or three people. There are benefits, there are amenities that you wouldn't find normally if you're traveling with a group. You get all kinds of special advantages. So it's definitely, group travel is the way to go, unless you just have something very special or romantic that you want to do totally separate from everyone else. Those honeymoons, we understand that.
Right. But even with a group, wouldn't you be able to steal away and have your own private time and have your own private room and that kind of thing?
Oh, sure you can, especially on cruises. Well, even in hotels, but cruises just allow that. There are all kind of opportunities for participating in activities on a cruise ship. You can choose what you want to do, and those things you don't want to do, let it go, and then perhaps join your group at dinner time or have dinner in your room. Same thing at a hotel. So, yeah, you can steal away and not necessarily. You can take advantage of the group rates and not necessarily have to hang out with the group the whole time.
Right. And then, for example, like on your Rhythms of Soul cruise, you have special events that are just for your group. And last time you were on, you talked about, I think it was your inaugural cruise where you had the Temptations, if I remember correctly. So that kind of thing you might not be able to do traveling by yourself, that you can take advantage of when you're traveling with a group and a travel agent who's creative like yourself.
Yes, that's the key, is the travel agent who's creative and will organize really special, unique, different kinds of opportunities in terms of packaging vacations. And even as a single person, you can join the group. However, if you don't travel with a group, then you miss out on all of these special things. For instance, my Rhythms of Soul cruise does offer private parties that's on the ship only for the clients who book through Charlotte's Cruises and Tours. We can be on the ship with 3,000 people, but only the ones who book their travel through my agency will have an opportunity to enjoy that old school, the gospel, the jazz, the poetry, whatever it is that I am going to bring to that ship on that particular cruise. So yes, traveling alone or traveling with many people, there is a difference, but traveling with the group really does provides you added benefits.
Mm-hmm. And it's got to be the right group and the right travel professional. And that person is Charlotte Haymore of Charlotte's Cruises and Tours. Listeners, if you'd like to ask Charlotte a question about travel in general or her specific Rhythms of Soul cruise, or we're going to also talk about our Trinidad and Tobago villa and vacation retreat, give us a call today, 303-433-8000. So Charlotte, let's talk a little bit more about our 2013 Trinidad and Tobago vacation and villa retreat. Tell the listeners more about the concept, the idea, where that all came from, and how we're putting it together.
Okay. Well, I'll have to give you credit, Dr. Pegg. You came to me and said you wanted to do something different, similar to the Rhythms of Soul cruise, except you wanted a different focus. And your focus was going to be personal transformation. I loved the idea and was more than willing to organize such a wonderful trip so that others could join us and do any number of things while traveling with this group. Relax, enjoy fantastic workshops, just have some personal pampering me time, just any number of things that would make a vacation very special just for you. And in doing so, I started trying to figure out what would work for such a group. And the villa is just one of those very special vacations that I truly enjoy. The luxury villas of Jamaica, Barbados, St. Lucia, any number of places have the villas that comes with the house staff, so that eliminates your cooking and cleaning. It comes with the butler. You have nothing to do. It comes with the butler who will help you with your tourism. It'll help you bring in masseuses. And they just pamper you to the nth degree. And it's also the surroundings of the villa, the beauty, the nature, the quietness, if you choose that, the experience of being on the water. All of that is just super fantastic, and I absolutely love that setting. So when I spoke to you about that setting, I think we both became equally as excited about this possibility. So I went to work and started planning it.
All right. So we scheduled it to coincide with the Emancipation Day celebration in Trinidad. And the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, it's two islands, but one country.
Yes.
And the celebration for Emancipation Day, let's talk a little bit about that first before we shift gears and get to the really luxurious retreat aspect of the vacation in Tobago. Mm-hmm. So what can folks expect who are listening now and they say, wow, this sounds great, I'd love to go. What can they expect in Trinidad on the first half of this exciting adventure?
Well, a lot. But let me just say that 174 years ago, our ancestors finally saw the end of their physical enslavement. And as a result of that, so many years later, Trinidad and Tobago decided they needed to celebrate. They needed to make everyone aware of this fantastic emancipation that had taken place. So they do celebrate, and they celebrate for a week or more. And they celebrate in high style. They celebrate culturally. They celebrate with exciting entertainment. They celebrate with clothing, the beautiful African clothing that is worn. The youth are participating in this as they have the youth field band concerts. Then they have the pan jazz concerts. There's just all kinds of activities. For those of you who are interested in trade symposiums, there's an opportunity to do that as well. There's trade opportunities. There's business being talked about at all on every hand. And they truly do try to make sure every aspect of freedom is experienced at this celebration. They have what they call a kombole. A kombole basically is the street parade. It is the most amazing celebration you will ever see. So, yes, it's well worth the time to go and spend a few days with the Trinidadians and enjoy their celebration. They welcome you as American citizens. They want us to come and help celebrate, so it's definitely something you shouldn't miss. If you could think about carnival that you see on TV, if you have not been to a carnival in Rio or some other places, it's very similar to that, except it is African and African-American.
Mm-hmm. And just really relevant for us as African-Americans, and just a once-in-a-lifetime type of experience, and to just be able to tap into that rich history and that pride and that cultural celebration, I can't imagine there's anything like it.
I can't either, because the opportunity to march in the parade and to get into the feel of the drums as they're playing and to observe them practice their traditional dances, it's all there, and you just become a part of it. You just become so involved in it. It's a one-time life experience.
Yes, I should have changed my theme music today to some steel drum pan calypso music. I think I told you the last time you were on with me that my parents were married and spent their newlywed time in Trinidad, and my oldest brother was born there. So I'm so excited to be able to go and tap into my roots just in a different way as well, not just as a African-American, but my Guyanese heritage. Both of my parents are from Guyana, South America, and they lived in Trinidad. So I'm so looking forward to being able to tap into that part of it.
Well, you will not be disappointed.
Okay. So after we've had all this wonderful excitement in Trinidad, then we shift gears and get over to the island of Tobago.
Yes.
And what specifically is going to be happening there?
Well, in Tobago, you'll find more of a touristy area. You have beautiful beaches. They too have heritage celebrations going on throughout the week, so you'll have a chance to involve yourself in some of that. But for this particular group, you'll get some of that, but this is when you'll have that opportunity to go and actually live in the villa for four days and four nights. And this is where you have the opportunity to enjoy the me time and enjoy the workshops that are going to be presented and just total relaxation if that's what you choose to do. There will be some tours, some sightseeing going on, but some of that is optional if you don't choose to participate. But it's just the chance to enjoy, just take care of you and not worry about anyone else, just you at that time.
And with the theme of emancipation and freedom, the transformation comes from having that freedom to explore what is it that you need to be focused on. And for some folks, I think the beauty of this vacation package is it really is just like your signature, very customizable and personal. So while we're focusing on the personal transformation workshops and sessions, you can go in as deep as you want to that experience, and even with some additional optional one-on-one coaching. Or you can really maybe just tap into it slightly if that's what's going to be helpful to you. So maybe you might do just more journaling and private individual reflection, but someone else might really take full advantage of all of the resources and expertise that we'll have to allow you to delve in deep to that personal transformation experience.
Well, the beauty of it is you have choices.
Mm-hmm.
You have choices. You decide, you know, what's going to work for you for that during that 4-day time frame of transformation.
Mm-hmm. So who should go on this vacation? Who, and we'll talk before we go off the air about exactly what folks need to do to take that next step to make the commitment to go. But who should get excited about this? Who do you think would benefit and most enjoy this vacation package?
I think pretty much anyone who's interested in taking a good look at what's happening with them at this point in their lives, whether it's relationship-wise or whether you're trying to make some major decision that might change your life, whether you just need to get away from family, I just think it works for almost everyone, basically adults in most cases, single women, married couples, individuals that are not married. It actually would work for all of those particular situations. Again, it's about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's about you and where you are in your life at this point, and whether you just want to meditate and work out some problems, and you want to sit in on some sessions that might help you work out those problems, male, female, adults, couples, everyone.
Yes. So busy executives who realize I haven't taken a vacation in a while.
Oh, yeah.
a harried mom or parent who needs some time away from the kids.
Yeah.
Couples who want to have some time to really reflect on their relationship. All of those folks, I think, will benefit. Another, I think, unique track that we'll have is for writers, aspiring writers, or those in the process of writing who want to get away for a writing retreat. I think this would be an awesome environment, and the structure that we'll have, that you'll be able to make it flexible to work for you. But we will have some writing coaching available as well. So there's nothing like feeling like a true writer to go on a writing retreat. So you could certainly customize someone who's listening, who's in the process of writing or has wanted to write a book. This would be a wonderful opportunity to create that space to let those creative juices flow.
And I think that's a great idea, because many people have a book written in their head.
Yes,
but
yes.
But it's not on paper.
That's right. My tagline for my writing workshops is everyone has at least one book in them.
At least.
So, Charlotte, we have about 3 minutes, and I want you to be able to give the listeners their interest is piqued, they're curious, or they know, wow, this is for me. I tuned in to this show at the right time. This is exactly what I know I need to do. And they have a whole year to get ready. It's in July 2013. Tell the listeners the details of how they can take the next step to become be a part of this exciting vacation package.
All right. Well, certainly, I'd be happy to do that. The first step, I would think, is to get your date. Get your date ready, because we know you have to take time off from work.
And state the dates again for the trip, Charlotte.
Yes, that date is July 30th through August 6th. 2013,
okay.
And you'll be arriving in Trinidad actually on July 30th. That's a Tuesday. We'll stay. You'll stay in Trinidad for Wednesday and Thursday. Thursday the first is the actual celebration, the culmination of all of the celebrations, and then the very next day, which is going to be August 2nd, the group will leave and go over to Tobago, where you will spend four nights in the villas. While you're in Trinidad, you're at a hotel, but there's so much going on, you'll be busy the whole time. So that's the first thing, is getting your dates set aside. The next thing is to consider coming to one of our meetings to learn more about it, to register, to pay your deposit, to reserve your space. We are having a meeting on Saturday, the 18th of August, and that meeting is going to be at a meeting room in Windsor Gardens Community, 595 South, what is it?
Alton.
Is it Alton Way?
I
forgot the exact street. I have to let you know. I think it's Alton Way. And you will see it because it's right off of Alameda and Dayton. And you just come in and you'll see the building. There's a golf course, restaurant, and everything. And you'll get more information on the exact location. But the meeting's at 4 o'clock, Windsor Gardens. That's the main thing to remember. The registration fee to get your hold your space is $300 per person. At that time, we have everything available for you so that you are well-informed about your vacation.
Oh, amen. And you know what, Charlotte? I just realized my birthday is August 2nd, so this is going to be the most awesome birthday celebration. Listeners, if you want to celebrate my birthday with me in 2013, you need to find out more about our trip. Charlotte, I'm hearing my music, which means we only have about 30 seconds. Can you give your contact information so folks can get in touch with you directly, and they can also go on my website to get more information about this exciting adventure?
Yes, please. The phone number is 303-343-0342.
Thank you, Charlotte.
You're quite welcome.
I'm so excited about this trip. Give Charlotte Haymore a call, 303-343-0342. You can participate in this whether you're in Denver or anywhere else in the country. We'll have group travel available in addition to all the exciting events going on in the package. We hope you'll join us. My guest has been Charlotte Haymore of Charlotte's Cruises and Tours, and I'm Peggy Mitchell Norwood, reminding you to live well.
You've been listening to Living Well with Dr. Peg. For more information or to contact me, go to www.drpegonline.com or email me at drpeg@hotmail.com.
Thank you for joining us today for Living Well with Dr. Peg. For more information on how you can support this ministry, go online to www.drpegonline.com or you can email her at drpeg@hotmail.com. Tune in every Friday at 4 o'clock p.m. for Living Well with Dr. Peg, only on AM 1220 KLDC.